Are your children soft, pliable clay, or hard and brittle? How can God soften your children's hearts in answer to your prayers? Just as God, your Heavenly Father, is a potter, He also wants you, as an earthly parent, to be a potter. He wants you to shape and mold your children's lives when they are young and pliable, just like a potter is able to form clay when it's still moist and soft. And often you apply the pressure that molds them through discipline. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful, yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Hebrews 12:11. Molding also comes through hardships and affliction. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:8, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair." Believers are often hard pressed because God is using that hard pressure to mold them. However, people are broken when instead of softening and yielding to the pressure, they harden their hearts and resist it. The key is to yield and trust God and go with the process. Children are the same. Willful sons and daughters receive discipline and timeouts. But the big difference between children and clay is that even after the children have hardened into an unacceptable shape, God can soften them once again and mold them anew. Still, it's best to attempt to shape them when they are young and most pliable. A parent's prayers have a powerful effect on their children's lives, keeping their consciences sensitive and receptive to the voice of God. If they remain responsive to your words of guidance and correction, they will grow up into sons and daughters who glorify God and bring honor to your family. Lord, I pray that my children will be like moist, yielding clay that can be formed into vessels of excellence. Make their hearts tender and responsive to your Spirit. Let them be compliant and responsive to my correction. And give me love and patience so that I discipline them and reshape them with love. I pray that you will have your perfect will in their lives and form them into the godly men and women that you desire them to become. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.